Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh here on The Fan. See Sparky Fiver with you. The former Packer and Badger running back, Gary Ellerson. And then, of course, we have Leroy Butler. You know him as the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Packer Hall of Famer, Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist. One day he will find his way into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, I am positive. Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, you hear him weeknights starting at 6 o'clock here on The Fan till 9 o'clock on CBS Sports Radio. He is Zach Gelb. Thanks a lot for coming on this afternoon, Zach.
Guys, thanks for having me, and I agree with you, Sparky. Leroy Butler got screwed this year. Should have been in the Hall of Fame. I told him that at Radio Row, and then when we got the unfortunate news, I was disappointed. So I guess we have to beat someone up to try to get him in the Hall of Fame one day.
If that's what needs to be done, Zach, we'll do it. You know, the thing for me, and it's been fun listening to your radio show, because you aren't being bashful about what's going on in this country with Black Lives Matters and so forth. And you've had Gary on, you had Trey Boss on last night, you've had a lot of different people on. What's your overall thought on, after talking to all the different people that you've had on your show over the last, you know, several weeks, where are you at on this thing?
I think it's clearly time that we need to listen. You know, I've been saying this before in 2016, I felt like many other people for the distractions, talking about the flag and the military, which are things that are important, but I did not listen enough to what actually Colin Kaepernick was saying when it came to police brutality and social injustice. And I started going into NFL locker rooms, and, you know, I was covering the Eagles at the time, and I was listening to Malcolm Jenkins, and I was listening to Chris Long, also heard Torrey Smith speak about it as well. And I thought one of the more powerful things that I actually saw from Malcolm Jenkins was something he never said. He just held a sign one day in front of his locker, and anytime someone asked a question, he had a sign that said, "You aren't listening," and he wanted to raise awareness to the issues that are going on in this world. So that's why I try to bring on many different people from many different looks in life, so we could hear their message and we could listen, because as much as, you know, you look at a situation, I can't relate to it. I don't know what it's like to get pulled over just because of the color of my skin, or have something happen that what happened to George Floyd because of the color of his skin as well. So I think it's important that we listen and we educate ourselves. But it's clear that what happened to me, you know, what happened in 2016, I think it's totally different in the way that it's being perceived now in 2020. And I think from an NFL standpoint, when you do have players kneeling this fall, sure, you're going to have people speak out and deflect the message once again. I think, though, it will be taken differently, though, than it was in 2016 and 2017. And I think that's a step in the right direction, but clearly there's a lot more to go, and it goes way past, obviously, just the NFL.
No, you're right, Zach. This is Gary Ellerson, and thanks for having me on your show. I really appreciate it. Steve just told me some breaking news here. I don't know if it's breaking news, but it's really pertinent. NASCAR has removed guidelines that team members must stand for the national anthem, opening the way for peaceful protests during pre-race ceremonies. And nothing could be more American than race car driving, and especially down south. How do you think that's going to work out?
Well, yeah, I just actually heard that as well. You know, there's been obviously, I think it was Rob Parker who raised the question, should we even play the national anthem anymore at sporting events? And I think we should, but I really believe that it's up to an individual person if you want to take a knee or if you want to stand. If you're standing, that does not mean you're racist. If you're taking a knee, that does not mean you hate this country. And I think we could get past that point and really just start to learn and listen and move on that way. Now, NASCAR, it's going to be interesting. There is no question. Remember, I saw in some spots that they're having 1,000 or 5,000 fans on board, so maybe you don't get quite what the fan reaction would be at a traditional NASCAR event. But I would hope at this time, and I don't want to be naive here because I know it's not the case, mm-hmm. that people will be accepting if you elect to take a knee or if you elect to stand during the national anthem. But we know, especially with some of the message from Donald Trump last week, that it's going to get to this side once again where that becomes an issue, and we're just going to keep on trying to deflect, and it's time to stop deflecting.
Zach, yeah, we got Nate Boyer on later, the young man who we talked to, Colin Kaepernick, and told him about a peaceful protest. And people, even when he spoke, people weren't listening to him. They wanted to tie it back to and it's an election year, so I'm not surprised because it was election year back then too. But I want to stay on the fans a little bit, Zach. If fans aren't there in any of these games, they're going to see maybe 5,000 or 10,000 with NASCAR. And even Bubba Wallace has advocated for them to get rid of the Confederate flag, too. And that's, I mean, that movement has started. You know, if you don't have fans around and they're not making money, it's going to be hard for people like baseball to get started, don't you think? Or they got to figure out a way, because people are sitting there arguing over money, you know, a percentage. And if you're not going to have fans there, they got to figure out a way to get back to playing baseball. Otherwise, the NBA and the NFL is just going to pass them by.
Yeah, you know, baseball's behind the times. If you listen to my show, I've been absolutely lambasting baseball for the way that they've handled it. Well, look what we're going through. We're 3 months into this pandemic here in the USA. We've just had this situation with the murder of George Floyd come up in the last 2 weeks, and you have these two tone-deaf sides arguing, and they can't even figure out the amount of games that they want to play, let alone then the actual complicated part, which is going to be the money. And then we have to figure out the testing, and then we have to figure out where we're going to play the game. So the time just keeps on ticking away, and I thought that maybe baseball could have dominated the month of July because the NBA is not set to start until July 31st, mm-hmm. and hockey mm-hmm. probably coming in August. So we could have had baseball in July, but now who knows if they will have baseball in July in any capacity. I think what ends up happening is they'll mandate this, 50, 60 games, which is a bunch of bull crap if you ask me, and they'll prorate the salaries. But baseball dropped the ball, and it's no surprise to me because there's a failure in leadership in baseball from Rob Manfred, who I'm not a fan of, and then the MLBPA head in Tony Clark as well. Stop complaining. Stop bickering, guys. Get a deal done. It's very simple. It should be 82 games and then find a way to meet in the middle of the fully prorated and then how much baseball wants the players to take less and meet in the middle.
The way this is shaping up, Zach Gelb, is that you're going to have the NBA, NHL, MLB, and NFL all going at the same time by the time we get to August. That's how it's looking right now. Of those sports, who do you think is in line probably to take the short end of the stick when we start talking about TV ratings and that stuff?
I would say baseball. Now, we know hockey, playoff hockey plays very well. I would really think, though, baseball is going to take a massive hit because I'm at a point, and I love baseball. I'm a big baseball fan. But with all the complaining that's going on, they've really lost me. And now for my job, I'll have to watch and I'll have to tune in. But I wonder how many people around the United States of America will say, you know what, they put us through this snail race. They put us through this entire mess between these two sides. So maybe I'll stop watching or not pay attention in like a wacky 50 to 60 game season.
You know, and I think for me, I think if you look at baseball, right, I mean, if they're fighting over money, this is not really a good look for either parties. Obviously, I think the players are going to take the brunt of it. But in this time where we are, why are we fighting over money?
And the funny part, too, is, and you bring up a great point, like the owners kind of look good here. But in reality, if you actually read the quotes and you see some of these owners calling poverty and the St. Louis Cardinals owners said, the sport isn't really profitable. Guys, the sport last year made almost $11 billion in revenue. That I'm not an expert. I'm not a professor. I don't have a doctorate degree. I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say I think the sport is a little bit more profitable than what DeWitt was saying yesterday.
Yeah, I think you have a follow-up, Gary?
No, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because that's the thing about it. We talked about this before. I'm seeing teams laying off some of their workers. If baseball is going to really do something, Zach, why are you laying off 1,000 workers and doing – it just was a bad look. And I think as soon as the NBA tossed the ball up, if they don't have something going on, you've passed them by. But I do want to ask you a question because you can handle this kind of smoke, and you know we're in Milwaukee. Who's the team you think is going to benefit the most being off NBA? The Lakers, the Bucks? What team you think is going to benefit? Or do you say it's on an even playing field, everybody's at Disney, and then who's your favorite to win it all?
I think there's three teams that could win the championship, just like before the NBA did take a pause. I'm not a believer in the Celtics you know, taking down the Bucks. If there was a team, though, I think Milwaukee's going to the finals, and then I would go with the Celtics if I had to pick another team. James Harden, as great as he is in the regular season, he doesn't show up in the fourth quarter of NBA playoff games, so I'm not buying into the Rockets. So I look at those three teams. It's the Bucks, the Lakers, and the Clippers, and I think we're going to see a Lakers-Bucks final. But I'm going to go with the Lakers winning it all. How can I bet against LeBron James right now? Now, Giannis is the MVP of the league, how can I bet LeBron James right now?
Tell him, Zach.
Zach, that's
Steve,
the
you got
narrative.
On that?
And
Zach,
I try to get, well, I'm trying to get people to listen to his show. He just killed all that. That was the end of that.
Oh no! When you're good, you're good. When you're good, you're good.
It just killed it.
Finals.
Yeah. But you have him losing. Now you sound like Leroy, who's a Lakers fan. I can't have both of you on the air. Zach, I can't have both of you on the air at the same time. We gotta go. Zach, thanks so much, man. Zach Gelb
thanks
show.
Lot,
it's a good
Zach.
Show. Check it out tonight at 6 o'clock here on the Fan. Thanks, Zach.
I love his show.
You guys be well. Love you guys.
Take care. There he is. Zach Galba, the great
too,
Midwest Bank hotline.
As
your
amazing.
Passion outgrown your home, a great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935. I be honest with you, I hope it's Lakers Bucks. Because this show will be outstanding if it's Lakers Bucks. I cannot wait if that happens.
Oh,
this show is going to be great if that happens. All right, coming up next, to lead off the 3 o'clock hour, are you worried recruiting Giannis and other players could be easier with all the teams in one location in Orlando for this rest of the NBA season? Because they're all going to be together, all at the same resort.
They all at the same time, the All-Star game anyway. Steve, stop this.
That's a couple of days. We're talking about 3 months here. Yeah, a little bit different here, LeRoy. We'll talk about that coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.